Welcome to Somos Visionaries podcast. My name is Rocio. I'm a Mexican immigrant who is a self-taught graphic designer and creative strategist with a passion for tecnología, the arts, and Jesus.
And my name is Belén Saavedra. Soy una inmigrante ecuatoriana. I'm a mindset and empowerment coach with the love of all things involving self-mastery, spirituality, and holistic wellness.
Our mission is to promote empowerment for Latinas who feel stuck and want to elevate their lives. We host authentic conversations with brave Latinas who are choosing cambio over comfort.
If you're looking to up-level your life, find a community, start your own business, love yourselves unconditionally, and listen to stories of actual successful Latinas and how they've achieved their wildest dreams, then you've come to the right lugar.
Regardless of where you find yourself in life, this podcast inspires you to look at the non-traditional ways of finding and pursuing your propósito by pushing through all the social, cultural, and generational norms that hold you back.
Leave it to us to show you that despite all of the limiting beliefs that Latinas may face, sí se puede. Thank you so much for pushing play. Now let's begin.
I was so focused on really finding a way to be able to stay home and still take care of my family, still be able to provide an income, that in the moment, I was just more worried about figuring out everything and anything. And obviously, you learn along the way that that may not always be the place. Like, I really like finding a niche is super important if you're starting off. So I started off as a virtual assistant, and then I've transitioned because as a virtual assistant, I mean, I learned that I don't really like doing everything, you know? Right. And so I think once you launch to finding your purpose, you have to really, it's a trial and error type thing. You know, you test the waters and you're like, I really don't like this. I'm not very good at it. And it sucks more of like your energy. That's when you have to know, like, yeah, this is not really for me. And I love technology. I love system setups and I absolutely love design. So I guess I've just kind of worked my way into that field and I've gotten certain trainings and that I've paid for and just follow really cool people on Instagram, social media. And I believe education is very important. Doesn't matter if you know, if you didn't go to college or whatever, but still always in that process of learning and wanting to learn, you know, new different things. So.
And I think there's an advantage to like testing the waters and trial and error and trying different things and seeing what you like versus, you know, thinking, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my full focus and this is what I'm going to have tunnel vision with and just do it. Well, how do you know that was what you really wanted to do if you didn't test other things or if you didn't go out and trial and error, like you just said? That's a really amazing way to approach finding what your passion really is.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Make sure that whatever you're doing, it's first and foremost, it's going to be your passion. You're doing it, your why is centered. So you're not just going out seeking external things like money or success. You're seeking to understand your why and to step into that first. And then I would tell, so you're actually in your passion when you're going to start a business. And then I would definitely tell people that it's really important to understand that you have to have a really good mindset going into a business because it's starting your business is very, you'll run into unpredictable things and ups and downs. It's not as predictable as if you worked on a 9-to-5. So you have to have a good, strong mindset and drive. I also, again, just the strategic portion is really important. So having a good strategy and implementing good systems, but also leading from the heart and doing it, again, being passionate and leading from the heart is also as important. So a combination of the strategy and being aligned with your why and leading with the heart, just having those two very clear, I think you can do whatever you want and be successful.
That brings up another point that I was thinking, like, don't do things just because of money. Like, I think a lot of people go into businesses because, oh, it's going to be a lot of money. And it's not really what you're passionate about. And so it's not successful. So yeah, like you said, just really finding your passion and making that your foundation, not the money. Because the money right. will come along if you're happy.
Right. Because real abundance is waking up every day loving what you do. Right. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can see it. Like, there are so many people that are very successful, but are they really happy? And so in order to reach that level of fulfillment, you have to come from the heart and understand your why first and foremost. And then the money and everything else will just flow right in. I think that's the foundation for everything that you do.
I agree. I totally agree.
I come from the corporate background. So I got my degree in business and international studies, and I went straight into the corporate world. I've climbed up the ladder there. It's a really good experience, but I was left with not feeling fulfilled completely. So I know you are Latina as well. So in a lot of our culture, there's a lot of many cultures, we're taught to either grow up, get a job, or go to college and have a career, and that's your life's purpose, and that's it. And I did that, but I still was feeling unfulfilled, not actualized. And so I started doing a lot of self-development work mm-hmm. because I knew there were areas in my life that I were not aligned to who I really was. And then there was a lot of things that I was taught or experiences that I went through as a child and as a teenager that I knew impacted my decision-making, my mindset. So I started diving into self-development work. I started diving into spirituality a lot. And I started finding myself, discovering who I was, and I started understanding my purpose on this planet and started getting a better understanding of the meaning of this whole thing we call life. And mm-hmm. so I entered into the coaching world by accident. So it wasn't something that I planned at all. It was just something that I found by discovering who I was, what my passion was, what I really liked. And I just knew that I always liked teaching and I like to help guide people, even as a young girl. As a teenager, I remember in my study hall periods, I would volunteer to help the ENL students and ESL students. So
that's cool.
I would just volunteer my time. And I just enjoyed helping them with their homework or translating. And I really enjoyed seeing them do better because of that. And I always liked learning and teaching people things. And so I combined kind of like the stuff that I was good at with the stuff that really energized me, along with the stuff I learned through my self-development journey. And I was like, I learned about coaching and I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. This is my passion. So this is not something that I was taught, do this and you'll be happy. No, this is something that really aligned with my purpose on this earth. And so that is how I started diving into the realms of coaching. In discovering who you are, being honoring your, you can call them codes, you can call them your strengths, your characteristics. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a brave person, if you are a person that likes, that is very creative, a person that is, I don't know, and name a bunch of characteristics. A lot of the times we mask that part of ourselves because mm-hmm. we want to align with what society says is acceptable to be or how to behave. And so we mask a lot of who we are. So if we are very energetic people and we're bold and society says, well, you need to, you know, humble yourself. You need to lower yourself down. We tend not to be proud of who we are. We tend to mask it and we tend to play small. And so the empowerment aspect helps you step into all of the aspects of yourself that you've suppressed, that you don't think mm-hmm. are okay to express, that you're afraid to show up because you're afraid of what other people might think, or of looking stupid, or of just mm-hmm. not feeling enough. And so the empowerment aspects help you break through all those limiting beliefs and show up as you truly are. So I talk a lot about authenticity. Authenticity is really, really important, because when you suppress parts of yourself, that can cause a lot of mental health issues. Although people don't realize it, it shows up in other, it projects in other ways in your life that can be pretty detrimental. And so when you find out who you are in all aspects of yourself, and you align with all that and show up in your fullest expression and aren't afraid to do so, mm-hmm. You can find your purpose, right? You can live a happier life, a life where you're feeling more fulfilled.
I have a bookkeeping business, and basically I also like kind of just graduated from college, like at the start of August. So I majored in accounting, and I thought that bookkeeping and accounting was a pretty good combination.
Yeah.
Because I started off as a virtual assistant, and later I came in contact with a coach, and basically I kind of did some engagement services in exchange for coaching, right? And then I realized that I didn't really like engagement, like, at all. So I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to do social media management. Right? Yeah, hell yeah, it's freaking hard. I did not think that it would be that hard. I was like, I'm on my phone all day, so this can't be that hard. But
right?
Yeah.
It's just like, I think juggling back and forth, like, screens.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go to this person, go to this person. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I realized that was not it. And then she had told me about bookkeeping, and then I did a little research on that, and I was like, oh, this is dope. So I already knew the foundations of bookkeeping, and I thought it was a really good combination. So I went into that, and then, you know, fast forward to like June of last year, I needed to know the technical side of it, because although I was in college for accounting, I didn't actually know how to do the bookkeeping. So yeah, and then I learned about, like, I got into this program, is called Become a Bookkeeper, and I learned all about the technicalities and then how to run the business side of it. And yeah, so that's basically how I got to where I am today. And I'm a Latina bookkeeper who helps out predominantly female Latina business owners who are service based.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you're from Ecuador, I'm from Ecuador as well. So
right.
Yeah, it's awesome. There are not many Ecuadorians here in Indiana. Oh no, are you from Indiana?
Oh, no, I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. There are quite a few in New York. Right?
Oh, yeah, but a lot.
Where I live, not that much. So why the niche that you chose? You can explain to us a little bit. Why Latinas? Why women? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so I predominantly help Latinas because, I mean, my whole community is Latin-based. And I was realizing how there's like a lack of, I guess, like financial literacy. Because I've always been about financial literacy, mm-hmm. like, I remember doing like a whole project presentation thing on it, and how it's so important, and how there's like a gap in it in the Hispanic community. So I guess trying to like bridge that gap, I shift my help towards Latinas or Latinos, whatever. But like Hispanic communities, mm-hmm. you know, I always try my best to help them, because I also don't want my community to be taken advantage of. So, you know, yeah, so that's what shifted me into that. Lead with curiosity, you know, try and start off, like, think about something that you're really interested in, something that like lights you up. And I guess mm-hmm. try to think about ways to monetize it. And because there's a lot of opportunities, you just really have to go out and make them or seek them. There's a lot of ways to make money depending on, like, you know, your experience and your skills. There are a lot of people who don't know that skill. Like, for example, for me, like, I'm not good on the legal side of stuff. Or like tech, and it's just so embarrassing. And so I need help with that. So like literally, like I've seen people pay like what, like $1,000 for website design, or like, you know, charge these high amount of rates. And it's because they, you know, they monetize the skill that they know, and they kind of like did more research in it.
Yeah.
So kind of like just think about something that you're really good at. And then think about some, like, how you can monetize, and then like speak to different people and network with people so that they could give you ideas. because that's also what helped me out engaging, networking with the community and seeing what they think about the idea. And then just gather all the ideas and then put it in a nice package, you know, maybe even, you know, offer like a free sample if you're into products, mm-hmm. or like a free service just to get them in and just spread the word.
Girl, that lead magnet.
That lead magnet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Capture that email address.
My coaching that I am starting, so I'm very passionate about, you know, helping Latinos. I feel like, example me, I'm the first one who graduated from college, right? And so, unfortunately, I don't have my family to lean on so that they can educate me or provide me with, hey, this is what you do, this is the next step, and, you know, this is how you build your network, situations like that. So,
mm-hmm.
I was at a point in my career where I feel like we get into these roles for our jobs, right? And a lot of times, because we don't have that, maybe you don't have a mentor or you don't have that parent telling you, hey, this is the minimum rate that you have to accept because this is what your job duties consist of. Like, you don't have anyone to give you this information. And what ends up happening is we end up accepting positions that are paying us less than what we deserve because we don't know any better. Or we've already reached at a point in our life and we want to go on to the next step, but we don't have the tools to do that. Maybe because, you know, we don't have the support, the accountability, someone who can pour into us. And so as a coach, I want to work with people, I would say mid-20s to mid-30s. I feel like that's like a gap where we kind of already know what we want, but we feel stuck on like, what do we have to do to get to the other side of what we want? And so my mission is to work with individuals and, you know, help them become more aware of themselves, more true to themselves, and just really ask questions that it's going to bring more curiosity and awareness and help them bridge that gap from where they are to where they want to be.
I really love this because it's like, especially our community and not just our community, many people, we sometimes are stuck in these cycles, right? We just do what we were told to do. And it takes that one person to interrupt, be like that interrupter to help you think about things a different way. And that definitely can elevate your life because when you're stuck in this same thought patterns, the same paradigm, you do things the same way.
Exactly.
And it takes a person like a coach to help shift that, create that shift.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's beautiful.
And I think that's also important too, you know, like you said, in being Latina, like I think, and you being first gen, like it's difficult to find that mentorship, that help, that, like you said, people settle. Like I know I settled a lot.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I would have had a guide or someone that, or a coach, you know, no, you don't need, you can do this, you can do that.
Find a group of like-minded people that can, one, hold you accountable, because one thing that I learned through this process was that, yes, right, we have friends and we are friends with them because we have things in common, obviously, you know, or because of the length of time or the relationship that we've built. But a lot of times as friends, we want to be nice to each other. We don't want to be bold and transparent and say, hey, you're doing this thing that you said you weren't going to do anymore. And I'm only telling you what I'm seeing,
mm-hmm.
right? Not what you want to hear. So I would say surrounding yourself with people that are going to be true, honest, and also you shifting your mindset to not taking it personal and seeing it as this is a way that they're trying to help you and hold you accountable for what you said you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge for me. So surrounding yourself like like-minded people who are going to hold you accountable, who are going to also support you and, you know, push you to keep going. And yeah, there's days we're not going to feel well. There's days when we don't want to do anything, but snap out of it and realize that, hey, I said I wanted this. I would say that's one thing that I would definitely say, find a support group. And then two, start networking with people that are already in that profession, because I network with my coach in a sense. I build a relationship with her. She told me about this program, right? And that's how I did the program. And
I mean, I networked, me and Belen met before in person, and we talked about like the things that we liked. And now I'm here on the show. And then I met Rocio, and now I go to her church. So it's like, you find all these people and you don't know what they have access to. And it's not in a selfish way, because I always think it has to be a win-win situation. Like, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room, so I'm going to go hang, try to network with other people who are going to elevate me to their level. So I would say, yeah, just finding people in the network that maybe do that career, that can give you access to other things that maybe you're not aware of.
Being a first generation, you know, Mexican American, I feel that there's so much pressure from your parents, you know, to have that solid job, you know, especially in the finance, in a finance industry for some reason, you know. Parents want to make sure that you're like, that you're just secure. And I told my dad when I was 8, I'm like, Dad, I want to be an artist. And he was like, no, you're going to be a doctor. You need to be a nurse. You need to be something that's going to bring in a lot of money. And I was like, but I want to be an artist. You know, I'm one of those kids that like making the little bracelets. I'm sure you guys did too. You know, like over obsessed with the little fake cake stuff that you would create from this little mini oven. I forget what that thing was called, but I just got really into art, and computers was like coming up, really big thing. And I'm like, I want to make maybe like my life out of this, like a living out of this. And that like really, really young age, you think, wow, an 8-year-old wants to do all that. And I'm like, yeah. It wasn't until I was in high school where I realized, I'm like, I can combine my love for art and computers together. And that's when I started to go around with the coaches and the teachers, and I'm like, hey, can I design your flyer? Can I design this stuff so you can recruit more people for the basketball team, for the baseball team, or whatever team we had in the high school? I started to realize, I'm like, I'm really good at this. And I didn't realize that I didn't know what an entrepreneur was. I was like, I'm just doing the stuff that I like to do. I like to do this stuff. I like to meet different people. I like to talk about what they want to get designed, and I like to create it and bring it to life. Like, that's what I like to do. And then it wasn't until college where I was like, okay, it's called a graphic designer. And that's what I started to go into, to focus, you know, more. And it started this being more involved in the community. Was kind of like I was just at the right place at the right time with the right people, and being connected with certain people opens doors that you just don't know. You know, you don't know where it's going to lead to, and that's something that I wish. You know, after college, everyone wants that special manual, right? Like sometimes I'm like, why didn't anyone mail me a manual on how to do life after I finished college? Nobody told me how to do life after this, but I had to connect with different communities and really put myself out there. I had plenty of people tell me, you're not going to make it. Oh yeah, I have a nephew graduated with their master's. They haven't found the job. I'm like, yeah, but that's them, not me. And like, I am me. And I'm going to prove them wrong. And I did. So I think that that's one thing that I learned about my journey and becoming what I am now. It's that, like, you know, proving people wrong and just being me always, trusting me. So many people underestimate the power of people or people, you know, because I've even spoken to lawyers where I'm like, how do you guys get your biggest clients? And they're like, through word of mouth, through people. And it's powerful. And I wish we talked about that more, you know, because especially in our own community, like I started connecting with nonprofits, like within my own community. We're like, what's like 10 minutes away from my house. You know, I just walk in and be like, hey, I do this. If you guys need any services, things like that. Or even just through my family members. I have an uncle who does construction. He was doing some remodeling work on a non-for-profit on their building. And he's like, oh, you need a space for your graduation. And I'm like, yeah, I do. We're like, oh, I was working at this nonprofit. I'll get you in contact with the director and maybe you can have your party there. And after that, I spoke with the director and she's like, we're actually looking for a graphic designer. Like, how amazing is that? Little conversation. Like, it wasn't even intentional. It was just people helping people. You know, people love people who help people.
Really.
So that's why I kind of like evolved, because I knew that it was like, I did have a passion for it, but I also understood how hard it was to navigate, like as a first generation
not having any like a blueprint to follow and like how I had to just figure it out. Like, you know, I did the whole college thing and I was confused the whole time. And then I was just kind of like, okay, what do you do after this? Like, where do you go? How do you get jobs? Like, how do you fix your credit? Like all of those things, like I had to figure it out on my own. And also then that led me to start thinking about like legacy, like what is it that I want to leave, you know, behind me? And like, what is it? Because I didn't just want to like work to work, because that's like the hustle mentality. Like, oh, you have to just work to get money and to pay your bills. And that's good enough. That like, that's good enough. Like growing up, my mom, it was just, that was the thing. Like, if you can do that, then you made it. And you don't, you know, you're not struggling. But I knew that it was like bigger than that, because it was like about leaving something here for all of the hard work that my mom did. Like, what did I want to leave here? Which led me to make a business in me as creative, because I was just always like that type of person that was trying to use my creativity and monetize off of it. So yeah, so that's how Semi as Creative like grew. And I also had a passion for traveling. So I was like, what can I do where I can travel and can do, you know, what I love from anywhere that I am? I felt really lonely in this process as an entrepreneur, because nobody in my family has done it. And I've been the first one to, you know, go to college, graduate, do the whole thing on my own. But that was good, because I seek community. Like I seek other students that I, you know, could like relate with and struggle together with. So it was like helpful, because, you know, you're in school, you can find those people in person. But in us, you know, starting an online business, you're basically on your computer. You don't really see anybody else. You don't, you know, unless you're like really intentional and you really seek those people out and you make yourself, get yourself out there and book, schedule meetings with them and like do all of that thing. Like it gets really lonely. Like that's the truth of it. It's just very, very lonely. And it's hard because you don't know what you're doing most of the time. You just have to figure it out. But you also know that this is something that, you know, you love doing and you're uncomfortable doing it. But I always say that if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. So, yeah. You know.
It's true. Absolutely.
Like, this is me. Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to chime in here, because one of the like main thought patterns that I keep hearing over and over again from Latinas, when either they're entering into a new shift in their career, or they're adopting a new belief system, or anything new that is different from what their current environment looks like, It's the pattern of feeling lonely, very lonely, because you're the only one that believes this way, or you're the only one venturing out and doing this thing. And what I want the listeners to understand is that loneliness is normal and it's temporary, because there at that moment in time, there's comes some opportunity to create your community of like-minded people that believe like you, or that are working in the same industry as you, and an opportunity to attract, you know, people who from that community who are like you. So there are people like you are in your journey and new people that kind of align with you down the road. Maybe you don't see it right now. Maybe it just feels lonely because you're still tied to your current environment. But as you venture into these new thoughts or these new ventures, you will find your tribe of people. You will find people who are like-minded to you, and you're going to find yourself through these people and learn from these people. And again, you can also be proactive and build your own community, right, of people like you. So if anybody's feeling that way, they're feeling lonely, or just, I wish I could find people with them. It's temporary. You will find yourself with other people.
Gracias por estar aquí, and thank you so much for listening. If you're Latina and you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, please send us an email at somos.visionaries@gmail.com.
Stay tuned for our next episode, and if you haven't followed us on Instagram, you can find us at somos.visionaries. Hasta pronto, chicas.